In this bulletin, West Australian health authorities warn restrictions may extend past their original end. India extends the lockdown in its capital as cases of coronavirus surge. And in sport, Rafael Nadal defeats Stefanos Tsitsipas to clinch his 12th Barcelona Open title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan is standing firm, saying COVID-19 quarantine is a Commonwealth responsibility, despite Defence Minister Peter Dutton's insistence to the contrary. Mr McGowan wants the federal government to open air bases and Christmas Island to assist with quarantining overseas travellers, saying hotels cannot cope.
It is their responsibility. Just so you know, it is their responsibility. Section 51 of the Constitution, the highest law in the land, if you like, says it is a Commonwealth responsibility. So we keep pushing it because it is actually their responsibility and they do have facilities built for this purpose. I've actually lived in some of these defence facilities. I know what they're like. Many of them were built with this in mind.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton says the Commonwealth will assist Western Australia with phasing out hotel quarantine in Perth's Mercure Hotel. More than 100 Qantas passengers are still waiting for coronavirus test results after flying to Melbourne with an infected traveller 5 days ago. A 45-year-old man carrying the virus flew on QF778 from Perth on Wednesday. Of the 241 other passengers, 135 have so far tested negative, but more than 100 others are still waiting for a result. The man's four close contacts, his spouse, two children and one child's friend have also tested negative. Meanwhile, Victoria recorded one new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine on Sunday. Authorities in India have extended the lockdown in the capital New Delhi for another week following the devastating new surge of infections. For the fourth straight day, India set a global daily record of new infections spurred by the emergence of a new variant. Britain and the United States are sending medical gear and other aid to India to help the country as health officials scramble to expand critical care units and stock up on shrinking supplies of oxygen. Gurpreet Singh, president of a Sikh temple in New Delhi, says they've been sourcing oxygen themselves and offering help to Sikh patients.
We are trying to save the life of all these people who not accepted by hospitals, from government hospitals also and private hospitals, denied to admit them. We are trying to save their life.
India has had more than 16.9 million confirmed cases behind only the United States. Armenian Americans have welcomed United States President Joe Biden's formal recognition of the 1915 deaths of Armenians during the Ottoman Empire as a genocide. On Saturday, Mr. Biden fulfilled his campaign promise to recognize the events as genocide that began in 1915 and resulted in the death of an estimated 1.5 million Ottoman Armenians. Turkey rejects the genocide label, conceding that many died in that era, but insists that the quoted death toll is inflated and the deaths resulted from civil unrest. Turkey's presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalim says the move by the United States is unfair and unfortunate.
We completely reject it, condemn it. It is not supported by historical facts. It has no legal basis. And politically speaking, it's an irresponsible, unconstructive statement. It doesn't help any of the processes that we are involved in.
Turkey says it accepts that many Armenians living in the Ottoman Empire were killed in clashes with forces during World War I, but denies the killings constitute a genocide. To sport now, and Rafael Nadal has beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas in the finals, clinching his 12th Barcelona Open title. The world number three overcame a match point to knock off Tsitsipas 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. Nadal is guaranteed to enter the French Open next month with at least one clay court title under his belt in 2021. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 21. Melbourne, possible showers, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Canberra, morning fog and 19. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, possible showers, 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. Cairns, possible showers, 28. And Darwin, possible late showers or storms, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.